Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How's my girl tonight?
I am good, Cindy, and how are you, my dear?
Oh, just great. I did get to go in the Great South Bay. It was very, very warm today, so I was in like an hour and 25 minutes before I started my day. So I was
good.
Very happy. It was beautiful, and it was very calm. It was like there was no like waves, and you could just swim in, and it was beautiful. So I'm hoping everybody got
excellent.
A little bit of fun there today. I know you said you didn't, but your Lisa was in the pool, correct?
Yes, that is correct. She was blessed with a day off today, so she spent her afternoon lounging. I told her under no uncertain terms was she to do any chores, that she needs to just go and relax. So that's what she did.
You gave her permission to do nothing. Okay, I gave everybody permission to do nothing. Well, the next nice day, because I don't know what the next few days are going to be. We don't know what the weather's going to be.
Oh, we don't even know. Who knows?
Let's just hope they're wrong, and it's going to be. I know it's funny. From one minute to the next, it's a different weather forecast. So
yeah, but you know what though? Like sometimes they say, like, "Oh yeah, it's going to be really, really crappy." Like if you think about it, like in the past few weeks, you know, the forecast was rain, the forecast was clouds, the forecast was blah, but it was like cloudy for like 15 minutes, and then we had like a rainstorm for like an hour, and then it cleared up. So hopefully we'll get another one like that where it's just going to be like, okay, cool. You know, we're gonna rain for a little bit, and then it's gonna clear out. Okay,
right, exactly. So I'm hoping for that because a lot of times they are wrong.
Yes.
We don't know. We don't know. So I'm so glad that we're on the air today. We have a lot of listeners, and I can see that TJ's on the air. So we're gonna pick him up, and then maybe you could screen that first caller that's been here a while.
But of course,
because this way we don't want to get hijacked on the show, so we make sure we check them out.
So you pick up TJ, and I'm going to duck into the chat room, and then we'll start our show. We've got a lot of people that pressed the number one today, so let's see how many calls we can get through.
Yep, if you want to talk to us, press one. Hi, TJ, you're live and on the air.
Hi, dear. Unlike this morning when the South Bay was like ice, like, I mean, not even gentle. I'm really bouncing out here, really lucky. So I'm just going to say I love you. I'll see you when you text me the time. And Todd.
Okay, I'm not done. I'm not done with readings tonight. The phone readings till like 11:15 or something because I have California people.
But I love you, dear, and thank you for that wonderful meal you made for me about before I left. You're the best wife ever. And have a great show. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. It's so funny because sometimes people don't realize that although I'm working from the home, I'm off in a room where in which I'm not real. I make food, put it in the refrigerator, but I don't know if he eats it, doesn't eat it because, well, I'm in a different room. But anyway, we have Desmond from Ohio, and I think he's called in before, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm going to see what's up with him, and then I'm sure that Nicole is kind of screening some other people. And because we do have a lot of listeners, Nicole, it looks like you've screened him already. Have you screened Desmond? I'm having trouble hearing you. I hope that Blog Talk isn't malfunctioning, but I'm going to go to try to pick up Desmond here. Hello, Desmond. You're live and on the air.
Hey, how's it doing?
Good. And you're calling from Ohio, and so you've been waiting a while to talk to us, so there must be something on your mind, so why don't you share it with us?
Oh, okay, well, yeah, I had a question about one of my lady friends. We made a plan to go to the Lego. I mean, long story short, we'll be together for a long time. It's still need to meet right now, but she's, I guess, my intuition pick up that, you know, she crossed the bridge, she can't cross that. And I'm having her from her in a couple of days. And, you know, so I kind of know, you know, people might be dating a guy she got serious with, and that's cool, but we already got the trip. We probably still going to go, more likely we're going to be doing, but she don't want to, I guess she's afraid to tell me whatever the case. So.
Okay, is she your girlfriend or just your friend?
My friend.
Okay, and do you want her to be more than your friend?
Nah, we contemplated that like a year ago, but it's just, we're not meant to be together alone this lifetime, no.
Okay, so she's just not doing what you want her to do? She's not there when you're asking her to be there? She's not reliable?
She's reliable, it's just, she's not the one for me. I'm not the one for it, but we're close. So we just know it's just not quite. It's like almost there, but not quite. So.
Okay. And so what is it that you're disappointed that she's not doing?
Well, we took a oath that, you know, if we meet somebody, we'll be straight and honest about it about the other person. So.
And you feel she hasn't been straight and honest about that?
Oh, I know she's been going on dates, but now I feel something different.
Yeah, because there is showing there's something a little more serious than just dating here. You know, maybe it's starting to turn into a relationship. It's funny because there looks like there's some blurred, you know, like you say we're just friends, but... It looks like she's almost afraid to tell you that she's met somebody, and she's probably just trying to see what's there before she, brings it up, because if it's not going to amount to much of anything, maybe she doesn't want to upset you. And, have you asked her about it? Have you, asked her, is there somebody, are you dating?
Nah. I mean, I know she's going on dates. She says she has, you know, what to do with the guy, but...
But if she's your friend, why couldn't you ask her if there's, have you met somebody? Because it seems like you're a little distant, she's your friend. You could ask her.
You're right. But I figure after she's had like a little Sunday dinner, and she didn't invite me, so I figured it was already, established. So.
Okay. Now, does she usually invite you to Sunday dinner?
She has a function most of the time.
Okay, because it does look like she might be getting serious with someone or thinks she is, and if you're just friends. And she has somebody in her life. I mean, you might think you're just friends, but a lot of times the new guy might not be so happy with her bringing you around. So it looks like she's a little nervous about how he might even respond to your friendship. I mean, how often did you used to see Mia?
Nothing. I used to see her.
How often did you go out as friends?
Me and her? Used to be like every other day, but like once a week, at least once a week.
And how often are you seeing her right now?
Probably none. We're not even talking on the phone right now.
Right. I mean, you need to just be honest. If she's your friend, you can just say, look, if you have someone else, I understand. I'd just like you to tell me, I understand that you're busy with him or, your life is changing, but I just would like to know, because, you know, she's afraid to hurt you almost by telling you. And, you know, it looks like she may continue to see you less and less because, you know, if she's with another guy, he's not going to want her to go out with you every other day or, you know, be with you all the time. I mean, you could understand that. If you had a girlfriend, would you want her being with her male friend every more than you?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't think she's trying to, like, throw you under the bus, and I don't think she's doing it to be mean. I think she just doesn't want to hurt you about it. And, you know, just asking her and getting it out in the open. If you, you know, if you're friends, you should be able to ask her that. And, you know, she, and did you ask her why she didn't invite you to the dinner?
No, I kind of, I just kind of go on people actions. So I kind of know after that, I kind of know what's kind of going on.
Okay, but I mean, we have to ask people things. I mean, I'm not seeing she's mad at you, nothing like that. I just see that, you know, it looks like something's becoming a little more serious. She's got somebody there, and, you know, you just have a right to know. And then you can't take it personally because if you're just friends, didn't you expect this day would come one day?
We made an oath to tell one another. So.
And again, she may not have told you yet because she's not sure where it's going or what it is. You know, most relationships, they look good about it for about a month and then it kind of blows over. So, you know, she may not even want to mention it to you yet. Maybe she doesn't want to jinx it. So I'm not seeing that she's mad at you or anything's wrong here other than you just need to have a dialogue with her and a conversation. That's what friends do. They talk. And, you know, you have to tell. If you have somebody, you don't have to be afraid to tell me or whatever. You know, I just like to know. And, you know, do us a favor and call in again and find after you talk to her, okay? Because, you know, do you feel a little bit like she's flat left you? You remember that expression, you got flat left from your friend?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It feels terrible. I know. It feels terrible. But, you know, again, she may just not be trying to hurt you. So do us a favor and call in and let us know what happens. And,
okay. Sure.
You know, thanks for calling in and good luck with Mia.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, you know things like that when friends sort of find someone else. Has it ever happened to you where, you know, all of a sudden you were really friends with somebody
yeah.
and then, and yep. Did you notice how people are getting afraid to just ask questions? Like you don't need to ask a psychic things that you can ask a person. And that's what's been, remember I've been saying that a lot lately because it's been channeled from the other side
yep.
to me that it's, you know, Cindy, you've got to tell people, don't ask psychics questions that you can ask a person. They're there.
Yeah.
You don't need help from the other
side
on that one.
Usually when people start doing that, it's because they don't. Usually it's because when people start doing that, I think that they already know that they're not going to like the answer. So they're hoping to ask like a psychic or somebody else so that they get a better answer. But
yeah, I think you're right.
You know, it's not going to change. You're not going to get, you know, a better answer just because you ask somebody else if you already know that. You know, and I completely understand, like, you know, where Desmond was coming from, you know, because, you know, I've been in situations where all of a sudden, you know, my friends, you know, meet people or whatever, and all of a sudden, like, they're nowhere to be found. So, you know, I've actually been, you know, that person that literally says, hey, listen, you know what, you don't come around ever since you met this person, and don't be that girl. You know, like, and I say it flat out and I call it out, like, don't be that girl, you know, because don't lose yourself just because you found somebody. Don't be afraid to tell us about it, you know. I mean, this is a judgment-free zone. So sometimes people do have their reasons for not saying anything, but I think that you were right, Cindy, that that Desmond really does need to just, you know, say, hey, listen, you know, it's cool if you found somebody and if you need me to back off, and that's cool too, but don't leave me hanging, because what that sounds like is that
good.
He's going to kind of see where this goes, and then Desmond's going to be the fallback, and that's him. Whether they're friends or not, that's not fair to him to do, you know, to have anybody do that. You don't want to be somebody's consolation prize, you know, either we're friends and we're friends, you know, fully, or we're not, and you need to let me know this.
Right, and you put that very well, because I think when you said, don't keep me hanging, You know, because if he's used to doing things with her on a certain day, like Sundays, you know, or Saturdays, and now she's not letting him know what it is, then, you know, he's maybe holding up that day for him. So, again, you know, if you have a pact,
exactly.
And I like the way he said, we have a pact. Like, if you have somebody else, just tell me, honor those pacts that you say with people. You know,
exactly.
I mean, if you...
Exactly.
And even, she seems like a nice girl, Mia, from the cards that I saw her. So I don't think she's doing it to hurt him or, you know, and maybe there is that element of, like, let me keep him hanging on in case I need him and it doesn't work out. But there's also she just doesn't want to hurt him. And, you know, sometimes we have to really realize that, you know, asking people what it is, putting the cards on the table, finding out what's going on. Because most of the time, I would say, with my clients, whether they're dating somebody or it's a friend or it's a job that something's not going right, they kind of see the writing on the wall, but they don't, like you said, they don't want to ask because they don't want to know the answer. And then they're a little upset when they find out they don't have the job or, you know, something's, you know, the boyfriend's broken up with them or if the boyfriend has somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if your gut's telling you something's going on, ask the person. It's a good good lesson in learning how to make life a lot easier. Okay? Life's a
lot
easier.
You know, I mean,
easier.
And even for him.
Right.
And
it's a lot
him,
easier
you know
to
what?
Just find out
free
the
up
answer
yourself.
Now.
Don't sit around waiting for her. You know? Just don't sit around waiting for her. You know? Call her out on that. Say, yo, just because you have a boyfriend doesn't mean you have to be rude. I mean, that's just outright rude, you know. If they do stuff on set days and they've got plans and they're part of each other's schedule, for her not saying anything to him is just rude, okay? If nothing else, it's rude. So, you know, I personally think that he should just say to her, it's cool that you have somebody, but you don't have to be rude about it.
Right, exactly. And that's what, you know, sometimes we get ourselves hurt or we, you know, get slighted, and it could ruin a relationship. In other words, this could ruin their friendship. And, you know, 20 years from now, they may say, I don't even remember what we fought about or what happened. But it's really, you know, being honest, if something's changed or, you know, whatever. And even be honest, sometimes maybe we're doing an activity and we don't want to invite a particular person, and maybe because they're not very fun when we take them to these places, but we've been tolerating it for years. You know, you still have to say, you know, I really like you and I like when we go to the movies, but I don't really like when we go to, say, the theater because you never like the play and you always complain about it and you're never happy. So I would prefer not to go there with you. Like, just stick with the facts and tell people the facts and leave it where it goes. But, I mean, I can understand how he feels.
And just be honest. Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I feel badly for him because I, you know, like I said, I've been in that position. And that position sucks, you know, especially because you distinctly get the, you know, the impression that the reason why they're not saying anything to you, the reason why they're not coming forward, you know, with this piece of information is not necessarily because they just don't want to tell you. It's more that they don't want to release you in case they need you to be there again, you know? So if Desmond is available, let's just say Monday, Wednesday, Friday for her, or, you know, and now she says, yeah, I have a boyfriend. I'm going to be spending some time with him, and he's uncomfortable with the fact that we spend so much time together. I got to back off. And Desmond says, okay, what if Desmond gets busy on those days? Didn't work out with this guy, and now she wants Desmond back on Monday. And now he's too busy. You know, so I think that what it comes down to is that people are fear releasing those people that are part of our schedule, our daily, you know, our, because when they change up, they want to know that that person's going to be right where they left them. And that also is equally rude.
Right, exactly. And that's something that, you know, everybody tends to protect their own interests, you know, what's best for them.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, I just think that was a good call that we had because I think it happens to a lot of people. They're not sure how to handle situations when they feel like maybe I've been put to the back burner. And that's, you know, as a dating expert or a friendship expert, that's one of the terms, back burner. She's just putting him on the back burner and see, like, what happens. And so maybe we shouldn't be putting people on the back burner. We should tell them what we're doing, because it doesn't feel nice to be on the back burner, does it? It feels terrible.
No.
Terrible.
Well, think about it. Would you want to be put on the back burner? I mean, does that feel nice to you? Guess what? If you do it to other people, it feels equally shitty.
It does. It does. And it's funny. We're just trying to teach people a little bit of how to behave better, how to be a better friend, a better human being. You know, that's what we're here to teach. You can be honest and you could just put the cards on the table. And, you know, also not all friendships are meant to last forever. Sometimes you just outgrow each other, or you just don't have the time to see them as much. And these things happen. So we have to accept the changing nature of relationships.
Of course.
And being honest about it. But, you know, you just can't. I mean, I'm sure you had friends you saw a lot more before you had Lisa, but now you work and you have Lisa and you can't see them as much. And that's just the way it is. It doesn't mean we don't like you or love you. It's just there's only that much time.
No.
But
listen, sometimes life gets in the way.
Oh, yes,
sometimes life does get in the way, but I have friends that, you know, I haven't even seen in years that in close proximity, but, you know, and maybe we talk like two or three times a year. But if I need to call somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning, crying my eyes out over something, you know, those are still going to be the people that are there for me, because we're just confident, you know, in our relationship, and we know where we stand, and we know that we're always there when we need one another, and that's it, you know. And luckily, when we're all happy, guess what? We don't need to reach out as much. We kind of share a couple things here and there, you know, on a need to, you know, we don't need to be in contact every single day, you know. I mean, and those are just the kinds of friends that you know, that I like, because I am a busy person. I do a lot of things, you know, so I don't have to constantly be in contact with people, you know, but people need to build up stronger relationships that way.
So what's our message tonight? Be a good friend. Be honest. If something's changed in your life and you can't see them as much, tell them why, explain why. And, you know, just that's it. Just tell the truth. Talk. Well, I saw you screen someone else. And what's the story here?
All right. Well, we have Liz. And actually, Liz has no question, Cindy. She's just looking for something general. She wants to pull some cards, and she wants to talk. So I think Liz is just looking to pick your brain a little bit. So pick away. Here we go with Liz. Hello, Liz. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you? Hi, Liz. Well, first of all, I love your energy.
Oh, thanks.
You're a breath of fresh air. You sound very happy. When is your birthday, the month and the day?
July 3rd.
Okay, so you are in a new birthday year, because your new year goes from your birthday to the next. So you're supposed to actually have a very good year this year, peaceful.
Okay, I hope so.
You know, peaceful. I mean, it looks like you could really use that, okay?
Yes.
Like, you know, what I could see is you've learned a lot of lessons in the last year or two.
Uh-huh.
And the universe thinks you've pretty much mastered them and learned them. And some of those lessons are that Liz can't fix people. Did you learn you can't fix people during this period of time?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, by nature, you're a very older soul. Older souls like to fix people. This is the year where you're focusing on yourself. Money-wise, it's very good. Are you happy with your career? Because money looks good and could be some changes if you're up for it.
I mean, everything is good with work.
Mm-hmm. And the money looks good. Now, on the love horizon, it looks like, do you not have a relationship right now?
No, I do.
How long has this one been in play?
30 years.
Okay. Now, are you working on that a little bit, keeping it, you know, not taking each other for granted? Because the 30-year marks are really a big time. That's 6 5-year cycles with him.
Uh-huh.
Are you trying to keep that relationship soulmate?
Yeah.
Well, is there any taking with each other for granted going on?
Well, probably.
Because it's funny, because the alignment of cards either could have been no relationship or one that is sort of drifted to be a little bit taking each other for granted. So,
uh-huh.
You know, don't assume you know everything about him.
Right.
And he doesn't know everything about you anymore. Do you realize you're kind of different than you were 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
That you've changed and grown. Do you still communicate? Do you talk with each other?
We do.
Okay, good. Because, I mean, he looks like a very good man here. And
uh-huh.
Whose father has passed away?
Both of ours.
Because this one is your dad, I believe, that just came into the room. Do you miss him?
I do, yes. I have, both of my parents have passed.
I know. Your dad's the first one to enter and kind of, you know, sometimes they get a little shy to be on the radio, but your dad doesn't seem to be shy over there. He seems to be wanting to say hello to you.
Oh,
you think, do you think about him and talk to him at all anymore?
I do, yes.
Because he misses you a lot. You were a very good daughter. Do you know that?
Oh, that's nice.
And he likes your husband. Did he know him on Earth? He must have, because he seems to like him very much.
Yes, he did.
He likes him very much. And are you trying to put you and your husband first a little bit above everybody else?
Yes, yes.
Good. Your mom is crying a little bit. She misses you. I mean, she's trying not to cry. She's a little bit overwhelmed that you're calling in. She's allowed down on Earth about 100 hours a month, as is your father. Do you ever sense them around? Because they like to come in your house. Your mom's known to be in your house quite frequently.
Oh, wow.
Are you ever, you know, sometimes if you're not aware of it, you don't sense it, but she'll just like to sit and watch some television with you and just be near you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she really seems to like television. So if you're ever watching,
she did. Yeah.
I know. She's like, she goes, I miss my shows, and so you know, they can, it's what they like to do. I don't watch a lot of television. I'm not sure that's what I would do if I came back to Earth for a little visit. But she seems to like to just sit near you in your home when you're watching television. So you might, you know, if it's
okay.
a show you know your mother liked, pay
uh-huh.
a little more attention to that.
Okay.
You were, you know, they keep saying you were a very good daughter. And do you miss your mom?
Yes, I do.
She misses talking with you. Your dad, I don't know if he talked a lot to you on Earth. He misses just, you know, you're a great, great daughter. But your mom's actually saying she misses talking and having conversations with you.
Oh, well, I talk to her a lot.
Okay, good. And keep
now.
Talking to her. You're her friend. You're her friend, too. And, your father-in-law is a little bit quiet, but he's standing there. He, according to him, you got the pick of the litter with your husband. Do you know that? He really loves his son. And there's nothing bad in your card. You're actually a pleasure to read. It's just a little bit with your relationship. Sometimes a little bit boredom sets in. Are you feeling
uh-huh.
any of that?
Sometimes,
And it's not, and your life should be peaceful, okay? And we want peace. We don't mistake drama for passion here.
Right.
But a little bit of, again, not assuming you know everything he's thinking.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't know everything you're thinking.
Right.
So a little bit conversation. Do you have a date night with him? Do you make time with each other?
We try to, yes. Not regularly, but we try to.
Yeah. And, you know, it's putting it, for a long time, you put everybody else first besides you two. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Everybody came first. Now it's you two. Your mom is thanking you for everything you did at the end for her.
Oh, yeah, she lived with me.
Oh, so those
I
were very.
I took care of her, yeah.
She's thanking you, and she, you, but I love what she's saying, and she's saying it in between tears, okay? Tell you that. She said she didn't like being a burden, but you never made her feel like she was one. Okay?
Aww. Uh-huh.
And when she couldn't get better anymore, she didn't want people taking care of her. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And wiping her butt and taking care of her. So, you know, after a while, you know, it was time for her to go.
Yeah.
But she really did like the time she lived with you, and she really is very fond of your husband. He was very good to her, too.
Yes, he was.
Very fond. And, you know, your mom says you did everything anybody could do to make her stay on Earth really happy. She had missed her dad. Do you know that she had missed him?
No, I didn't.
And, you know, they had some of their ups and downs. Do you know about that?
No.
But she said it all in the, and she's talking about your marriage a little bit, but the bottom line is, you know, they loved each other. And she's just saying don't take him for granted at all.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's when you're the one left on earth without your mate.
Uh-huh.
You start thinking about what you could have, would have, should have done a little better.
Right.
And she, you know, and she's starting to smile now, so I'm glad she stopped crying. She really stopped crying. How long has she been gone? That's characteristic of women, you know, people dead less than 5 years when they cry that much. How long has she been gone?
She's gone 6.
Okay, so it's still within the realm of, you know,
it
takes a little while to just get used to not being here.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, your cards are actually very good in the upcoming year. Do you have a specific issue bothering you right now? Because your cards are very good.
Yes, I actually, I wanted to ask about my daughter's health.
Okay, good. That's part of why your mom's crying a little bit, because she wishes she were here to help you with
this.
How old is your daughter now?
27.
Okay, and did she have a specific diagnosis?
Yes, cancer.
Okay, that's what I thought, because, you know, your mother, it's part of why your mother was crying hard. I mean, she wishes she were here to help you, okay?
Yeah.
But that year of peace looks like it has to do with your daughter's health, too.
Uh-huh.
Is she doing everything she's supposed to do? Because it looks like she is.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, your mom says she's around a lot, even when your daughter's, anything your daughter needs. She loves your daughter very much.
Yeah.
Did you know she loved her? Oh, my God, she loved her.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they were very, very close.
Right. And your daughter's a really remarkable girl, according to your mother.
Yes, she is.
And
she's very strong.
And she's probably stronger than I would be, you know, because it looks like this is a tower of strength here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what particular kind of cancer has she been diagnosed with?
A lymphoma.
Okay. I mean, it looks like, you know, she's very strong. She has a great will to live. And, you know, your mom's doing everything she can.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you've been asking your mom help with?
Yes.
Okay, because she hears you. Okay, she goes, don't worry, we're helping. We're doing everything. We're helping. We're helping. She seems to have helped her get a really good doctor. Are you happy with the doctor?
Yes, very happy.
Because your mom seems to have helped with that from the other side.
Oh, wow.
And that's what she says. She wants you to be peaceful, pray, ask for help. Take some strength from your daughter. You know, she doesn't even want you to worry your daughter. Do you know that?
Yeah, I kind of guessed that.
I mean, she's a really good girl, okay?
Yeah.
She doesn't want her mom to worry. And, you know, her will to live is very strong. That's the most important thing here.
Right.
How long has she been going through this?
Since March.
Okay,
since
so it
end,
is.
Yeah.
Okay,
the end
that's
of March,
why,
yeah.
That's why your mom says, you know, she wants this year to be peaceful for you, things to be resolved, and, you know, for your daughter to be healthy and well.
Uh-huh.
And keep visualizing that?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, so far, you know, she's doing pretty good. So
she's
still having chemo and everything, but, you know.
I know, and it's very hard for you to go through that because moms are empaths. Did you know that? You carried her in your body, and you have her DNA in you. We feel that, you know, our children's pain.
Right.
So it's really hard for a mother to go through this.
Yeah.
It's triply painful for any mother to have to go through this for what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And that's why your daughter's doing a pretty good job of, you know, putting on the brave front even when she's a little scared.
Right. She's very brave.
And, you know, she wants to make sure that, you know, you and your husband, you know, stay close. Don't, you know, talk to each other. Do you talk to him about this? Because, you know, he's the only other person that knows the pain that you're feeling.
Yeah, no, we do. We talk about it a lot.
Good. And your mom promises she's helping, your dad's helping, and your father-in-law he knew her as well too, because he's promising to help too. He was saying, "I'm up here too. I'm not, you know, it's not just those two helping. I'm helping too. I'm doing my share over here.
We need all the help we can get."
You know, and they're just like, "No, we're not benignly doing nothing up here. We're steering her to the right doctors and treatments and and mostly what's the most important with cancer is a great will to live."
Right.
And she has that. And she has a promising future, this girl.
Yeah.
There's so many things that she wants to do and accomplish.
Uh-huh. That's true.
But I think your mom, is what she just said is she wouldn't want to be on Earth watching this. She much prefers to watch it from the other side because they have more knowledge than we do.
Right.
And, you know, on Earth, I don't think your mom would have, she wouldn't have been able to handle this. It would have been too much for her.
I agree.
Your mother's very honest. I don't know if she was honest on Earth, but she's very honest on the other side.
Oh, no, she was. She was very honest, yes.
She's just like, nope, we like it up here. We get to watch, observe. We have a little more information than you have. So she just said, keep asking her, keep praying to her, and, you know, she'll give you signs all the time. I hope you're getting them from her.
Okay, yeah. Well, I keep praying to her and asking her for help.
Right.
She was a very religious woman, so.
I know. She's got, you know, she's praying a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
She's praying a lot for you, and she's also the one that said you and your husband just need a little time together sometimes, too, during this. Just like when you go out and you forget about everything for a few hours.
Right.
And recharge your batteries.
Okay.
And this isn't what you expected in your life, okay? You know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
nobody wants this. And your mom says that's why she doesn't miss life. She misses people she loved, but life is hard.
Yeah.
You know? And but she said, with us up here, you know, we're always answering your prayers and working hard to make everything better on Earth. I liked your parents so much, by the way. They're both very nice. You had nice parents.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Not all dead people are nice. Okay?
Oh. Oh, that's nice to hear. Can I ask you one more thing? I have another daughter, and I was just wondering, do you see anybody at all in her future meeting somebody?
How old is she?
23.
Mm. You realize that generation doesn't really have relationships. We're working on it in this radio show to try to get people to commit. She's a little bit afraid of relationships. But your mom said soulmate love comes from God and someone who died. They are readying a soulmate for her, okay, a really good person for her, okay? So does she do anything to find anybody?
No, not really.
I know, the whole generation, I don't know what they think we're going to... Your mother goes, I can't FedEx her a boyfriend, you know?
I wish she could.
I know. She would do it. She goes, if it was a nice FedEx guy, it might have him be your FedEx delivery guy, you know?
That's right.
But she knows she
maybe.
Says your daughter's just a little afraid of relationships. Do you know that she's afraid?
No. She's very picky, I know that.
Well... you know, I don't even know if she's being picky because a lot of the guys of that generation aren't great. So, you know, they don't even go to work, you know.
Yeah.
But the guy that your mom picked, he's hardworking. You know, probably the guy she marries, too, because she's getting to that age where your mom's trying to bring her somebody that, you know, should be with him for a few years and marry him. Your dad said it's been hard for us to find a hardworking guy, and that's what we were looking for, so...
Right.
It looks like he's ready for a hardworking, good guy. She just doesn't want to settle. So, should she have to settle?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, love looks good for her.
Oh, good.
So, keep praying for that peace, you know, peaceful year, happy year.
I need a peaceful, happy year.
I know that. And how many more months of treatments does she have to have?
She's finishing in September. So it's coming,
good.
Yeah. So, and then it's just going to be testing afterwards. But, yeah, the chemo ends in September.
Hooray.
So, yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Already
it's
that'll
been a
make
lot.
You more, already
yes.
that'll make you more peaceful. Okay.
Yes.
Remember, as a mother, you wish you would take those treatments if you could. And
I would,
know that. So it's hard for you to bear witness to it.
Yeah.
And
That's why your mom says, don't worry, it's all going to calm down, you'll feel better. And, your mom says, she's funny. I wish I were here to help you, but not really, because I don't think I can handle it.
That's probably true.
I think I have to say that. But again, it's much better up there. They don't have to worry about illness or dying or money. They just have to help in the ways they know how to help. And it's so hard on Earth because we really want only the best for our children. And this is really like a really hard cross that you're carrying right now. It just hurts.
Yeah.
But she's so strong-willed. She's so strong. So it looks really good here for her. So.
Oh, good. Good.
Well,
Thank you.
She has a lot to accomplish.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, your
that's
parents
good.
Are glad that they got to be here. And again, once things settle down again, you and your husband just connect a little bit.
Okay.
Did you know your mom, it's funny because she said sometimes she took your dad for granted. Did you know that?
No, not really. But I kind of, maybe he passed before her and she would tell me what a good man he was.
Right. And sometimes you don't always realize it when they're there. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So she's just saying, don't ever take him for granted.
Right.
And your dad's laughing. He goes, it's the good when you die first. And you hear them on the other side, oh, I wish I could have been nicer. I wish I could have loved you better.
That is funny.
He's getting a kick out of this discussion, you know?
But
that's part of our mission on this show is to tell people to love as best you can while you can. You know, don't think, I could just take people for granted, because you can't.
Right.
And also, your daughter's illness is a little bit of a wake-up call for everybody.
Yeah.
The wake-up call in cancer is, choose life and choose to live it the best we can.
Yes. It really is a wake-up call.
Changing inside you since this happened, thoughts changing.
Oh, yeah. I've completely changed. A lot of things have changed.
And you also don't sweat the small stuff.
Yep.
You
appreciate everything, all the small things.
All the small things. And remember, sometimes in America, people are always so unhappy over nothing, okay?
Right.
And we have, pretty cushy lives, most people in America, okay? We have food, we have warmth, we have air conditioning, we have a lot.
Right.
And yet we're not happy.
Right.
And then when a wake-up call like cancer happens, the simplest things make you happy.
Yeah.
Just being able to sit still and everything's okay for that moment, eating something, relaxing, sitting
outside. Just being together.
Just being together. I mean, it makes you appreciate. So I tell people, don't take those simple things, for granted, because those are the things that you hold most dear to you when you're going through a horrible time. Like when the day that 9/11 happened, I didn't know what to do with myself. What are you going to do that day?
Right.
So I went and got some bulbs and I planted bulbs. I felt like I had to do something grounding and something that, 9 months from now will bring flowers, something good. But it was such a simple thing and I got pleasure out of it. So we need to just enjoy the simple things that we do in life.
Oh, yeah, and that's for sure.
And also, if there's no tsunamis, no hurricanes, you're not in jail, you're not sick, be happy.
Right.
Okay?
Yes. Exactly. Tomorrow's not promised.
Nope. And just be happy.
Yeah.
So, thank you for calling in.
Oh,
thank you so much. And remember, they're telling you love up your husband a little bit.
I will. Okay. And thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's funny, Nicole, because she said she just wanted a general reading, and I kept thinking, no, there's something here besides general. something a little deeper here. And
just a little bit.
Something a little deeper. Okay, so we have Pat. Oh, so the lady, the roommate guide, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, okay, no. So, Pat's got a couple things going on. All right, first and foremost, Pat was told, remember the lady that used to live with her?
Yes, the old lady.
Okay.
In her 90s.
Yes. Well, Exactly. So apparently somebody told her that she died. And apparently Grace saw her in the store the other day. So she's not sure if somebody lied to her what the motive of somebody lying to her would be. In addition to that, she also wants to know, she's down in Florida now, and, you know, she's got the condo and she's got the land. And now she wants to know which one is she going to sell, because the person that wanted the land doesn't want it anymore. So now she's down in Florida and she's got nothing to sell. So, or rather, too. So she kind of wants to know what your reading is on that situation as well. So here we go with Pat. Hello, Pat, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Okay, Pat. So with the woman dying, how does it affect you right now?
Well, supposedly her son turned around and told me that his mother passed away. In July 28th, I think it was, or something, he told me. But in the meantime, when I spoke to Grace yesterday, she's telling me that when she was in the store, she could have swore she saw her look just like her. Everything was the same. Her walk, everything was her. She could have swore it was her walking. So I don't know whether this punk is lying to me or whether
is there money involved here?
Yes. Remember when I told you when we were going to court that I wanted the money that they owed me for that January, and I went to court with her? But in the meantime, they're saying I held back your part of the money that, you know, the security. And the judge turned around and told me that I should give back $600 or whatever that was. So I've been trying to give some of the money back. But in the meantime, then when I told him what happened with where she used to live, that I had a recording of that. He said, well, if I hear the recording, you can forget about it. So now that I wanted to tell him about the recording, he said, well, my mom is gone, you know, she died, blah, 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 blah. But in the meantime, I'm supposedly still owed this money, the $25 a month I give him to give back that part of that $600, which I don't think should have been, because the furniture and everything was still in my house for that whole month of January, and I lost out on that. So I think the judge was wrong. But in the interim...
I know, regardless of the judge being wrong, you know, now, you know, you could check with Social Security to find out if she's really dead. Because does he want you to give him the money?
Yeah, I have to give him, you know, paying him the money, yes.
All right, but you want to make sure, you know, could you ask him for a death certificate, please?
No,
I mean,
because
if you pay him back the money and it's really her money, that could be a problem, too, you know that.
Mm.
I'm not doubting it 1,000%, but the point is, if you give him the money, it's her money, and she's still alive, you're going to have to give her money. So.
Yeah, well, I think she might come around to talk to you, because she was into psychic stuff also.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, because I'm not hearing her, because she's only recently dead. It does look like she died, though, but I would ask for a death certificate before I give anybody money. Nobody's going to give you money. The bank isn't going to give you anything. You have to, when you go to a bank and you want to get money, away, you have to give a death certificate.
Yeah, well, I only owe her like $125, but that's beside the point.
Right. And, you know, it does look like she died, though, here. You know,
yeah,
not
here.
Yeah,
you said they were going to cremate her.
Right, because it seems like she is very recent here, so... you know, I just got the death card. It's very recent. Got the card, the tower card, which is, you know, kind of sudden and recent. It doesn't seem like she's crossed over yet, so I'm not able to really access her. She's only dead like a few weeks now.
I think it was July 28th, 27th, something like that. No, I think it was June 28th.
Yeah, well, for some reason, I'm not able to access her, so I'm not sure what that's about, but. She may not learn how to. I mean, I know she was into psychic stuff, but she may not have.
Yeah, she was.
If she died suddenly, you know, even though she's old, she may not know she's dead yet. She may not have crossed over. But it does look like she died. So, you know, here. And now, where did Grace think she saw this person?
She was in one of the stores. I don't know which store she was in, but she was in a store.
Near where you guys live? Where you live?
Wasn't in Riverhead. No, because when she went out of my house, she went to go in Port Jefferson Station. She was near there when she left my house.
Okay, and
she was in
Grace
some kind of a hospital, but I don't know what hospital she was in. I don't know what
that
hospital
would be Mathers. That would be probably Mathers.
That was probably Mathers.
She was in Mathers. Then she went to a rehabilitation place, I know. Then he was going to put her in the home. There was some home or something she was in. But she got sick and went to the hospital, supposedly, and then she passed away. Yeah, I know she was having trouble with a mitral valve was leaking. But he said she deteriorated very quickly, and then she died of a heart attack.
Right, because it does look like it was when she went, it was pretty quick, you know, like all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But so I don't. But Grace doesn't live anywhere near Port Jefferson, so how would she see?
No.
So how would she see?
I don't know where she was.
Store?
She was somewhere in Westbury. I think she was somewhere in Westbury, probably by Costco or something, when she thought she saw her.
No. Well, you said she was into psychic stuff, so
yes.
I'm not sure.
The old lady, yeah, she was.
Who knows? Maybe she just, like, astral projected and let her see her. I don't know. Maybe, you know. Because I wouldn't be surprised if she manifested to her, you know what I mean? The only reason I can explain why she might be in Westbury is for that. So, we'll try to see in the future if we can get her, because I'm not really getting a clear voice on her. So,
sorry for what she did to me.
I don't think you're going to get a story out of her. So if you're waiting for a story, she's not talking. She may mostly, I think she doesn't want to talk to you. Okay. If the dead don't want to talk to you, they're not coming through. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, she probably still doesn't know or doesn't want to say she's sorry. Okay. And if they're not going to say they're sorry when they're supposed to, they're told to say nothing, you know, or you'll get in trouble. So I think she was probably a very strong-willed, feisty thing. Okay.
Yes, she was. Yes.
Because she fully knows that why she's not talking. Okay. So that's making me laugh. So anyway, you haven't been able to sell the land, but you at all?
Actually, what happened was I had to probate my mom's will because it was on her name and my name, that piece of property. So it took some time to get that done. In the meantime, then it was done. So I came down to Florida so we could go to have the closing. And in the interim, the people said they didn't want it anymore. They didn't want to wait. So now I'm in my condo right now, actually, in West Palm Beach. So I don't know how long I'm going to be stuck here, or am I going to sell the property soon, or the condo soon? I just don't know what's going on right now. What should I do?
The condo does look like it's going to sell. So, get that. Is the price set right?
Well, I think from what I saw on the some of the lists, they're asking like 45, and I was asking 40 for it, and it's fully furnished. I have like over $10,000 worth of furniture in here and stuff.
Right.
So I don't know. I put it for 40. I think it's up for 40.
Okay. Well,
what do you think
like
I should put it for? What do you think I should put it for?
No, that looks like a good price. So see that for it. That does look like it's a good price. Okay, you know.
Because I was thinking of putting up for 45 like everybody else. They're asking 45 with no furniture. So I have it fully furnished. So I thought maybe I'm doing it too low. Maybe I should put it at 45 too. I don't know what my mother thinks. My mother, you said probably when I come down here, my mother was probably going to be around. So I don't know if she's there by you.
The 40 looks like a good price, and it will sell. Yeah, so
okay.
Your mother's happy with that. As far as the land goes, it's going to take a little bit longer, but you'll sell it too.
Okay. Do you have a time limit on the property? Because I have two. There's another one that's in Lehigh Acres. I have two properties down there, just land.
And again, is it priced, priced right?
Yeah, the one that's in Lehigh Acres is only $5,000.
Right. It looks like it'll sell. It may take a little bit of time. Real estate doesn't move that fast in Florida. I mean, is it land that people can build on?
Yes. Actually, the one in Lehigh Acres is even better because there's no trees, nothing. There's one tree way far in the back, but it's all regular just land. It's beautiful. Beautiful piece of property.
Yeah.
It's only $5,000.
Yeah, well, it certainly does look like you're going to sell it. You know, it looks like in the next few months, it looks like they're going to sell pretty close together. Like you'll sell the condo and the other one will happen pretty quick too. Are you going to stay down there until you sell it?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. How long do you think I'm going to be here? How much long should I stay here? Because it's funny, because if I sell the condo first, where the heck am I going to go? When I have to sell the other one, I'll have to come back down here again.
I know. So you don't have a real estate agent who could sell it without you?
Oh, yeah, I could get somebody that could sell it without me. But actually, there was somebody that came here when I was up in New York, and I still had Layla, the young lady that was staying here. And she went in there, and she looked at it, and she kept saying, oh, well, I'm going to have to replace the air conditioner. I'm going to have to do this. Oh, you have a rug. Oh, you kept it so beautiful, but I don't want a rug. I want to put this down. They said, oh, you have a humidifier in here. That's great, but you should keep it at this. So in the meantime, they went walking through, did everything. And then when they left, Layla was like, I don't know why it got so hot in here. It was like 92 degrees. But she said to the woman, she said, I don't like it cold in here. I keep it on 80, above 80. I don't like a cold room. So in the meantime, the girl, what she did, she went over there and she played with the thermostat. She played with the humidifier. And then she shut out, the air conditioner was shut down because the humidifier, she put it down to 55. It's not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be set at between 75 and 80. And this works with the air conditioner. So when they left, Layla said, why is it so hot? It's like 92 when she went to look at the thermostat. She said, what's going on here? Then she said, maybe she might have touched it. So she went in the closet.
All right, but don't let people
is,
touch
sure enough,
in your house.
She touched
whatever
it. I don't want nobody touching my air conditioner or my thermostat or nothing. She, luckily, when she put it back to where it was, the thermostat for the humidifier, the air conditioning went right back on again. So she didn't.
Right.
She only wanted to give me like $33,000. First she said $23,000. I said, no way, goodbye, good luck. Then she came up to $33,000. She says, no, I'm not selling it for $33,000. And I think this real estate lady, it was a friend who wanted to buy it. I think she just buys things.
And then the real estate may sell it. All right, so just from now on, don't even entertain people. If they don't come up with a price that's fair, don't even entertain them. Do you know what I mean? Like, just forget about it.
Yeah,
so
I decided, well, I'm staying here and let somebody come and look at it. I'm here. I'm going to watch them like hawks. I don't want nobody touching my air conditioner or my thermostats or none of my stuff. So
right,
I got annoyed when that happened because it could have ruined my air conditioner. She did that idiot.
Well, you got to calm down with things because otherwise you're going to get yourself a stroke, you know. So what you're going to do is people are idiots. Like, we all know that, you know. But, again, make sure you don't let people touch your stuff, you know what I mean? And as soon as they do,
right, that's it.
You ask them to leave, you know what I mean? Like, ask them to leave. When I sold my parents' house, I noticed, don't insult people about things. Don't offer a price. You know, people, that's so insulting to people. And don't insult stuff and don't touch stuff when you're looking in people's houses, please.
Yeah, well, I don't know where Layla was. I didn't even ask her where she was when that time when the girl went ahead and she touched the stuff. But maybe Layla went into the kitchen with the real estate lady. I don't know. And the other one was walking around, whatever she was doing. But she was telling her, well, this and this and this and that. Hey, it's not my fault if you don't want the rug in here. The rug is beautiful. You want to put tile, put tile, but that's not up to me. You buy the house the way it is. But anyway,
well,
when
that's
she did
another
that,
thing
I really
that people,
got annoyed.
And if people also want you to go down in price, people go down in price. Well, if you're a nice person and it seems like you're going to, you know, easy to work with and you're not insulting things, you know, people might work with you, but don't insult stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's horrible.
I'm not going past 40. I'm sorry. I got a lot more stuff in this house. I've got the dining room set. I have the wall unit. I have a couch.
Well, you might have to sell it separately because some people may not want your furniture. So maybe that you might want to sell the furniture separately if they don't, because not everybody's going to want your style. So you might be stuff
well,
that's good for you, but that they may not want.
Well, here
so.
And a lot of people here in Century Village, they like to buy homes that are fully furnished.
Okay, good. So good.
So
I kind of
got that thing. And when you put it down in the real estate as furnished, fully furnished, then you're going to get those people that want it furnished. You're not going to get a person that's not going to want it furnished.
Yeah, right, exactly. But,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but just, you know, relax on it. It'll happen. Anyway, we're at the end of our show, and we're going to have to get off. Otherwise, we're going to be knocked off. So, you know, you will have
okay.
Really awesome. Good luck to you with the sale. It will happen.
Do you think, can you tell me an idea? Can you give me just an idea of how long I should stay here or when I should go back to New York?
Well, I really can't tell you that because it looks like it could be 2 months, 3 months. I don't know how long you want to stay here. So, you know, someone else could sell it for you if you get the right real estate agent. You don't have to stay unless you want to stay.
Well,
you know,
I'd like to be here for when they come and look at the house. I don't want nobody touching my air conditioning unit again. So I thought I would
right.
stay here until it's sold.
Well, it could take till another month or two. So, you know.
Okay.
You,
I don't mind staying another
see,
month or two.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, it looks like by October it should be sold. So.
By October. Okay.
Yeah.
you know, again, you know, just relax because, you know, if you're not liking the people, you can always tell them to leave.
That's why I wanted to stay here. I just don't want to give it to anybody either. I mean, I love this apartment. I wish I could keep it, but I can't. So, unfortunately, but I want to give it to somebody that's going to like it also, you know, and take care of it. But I don't want anybody just roaming around thinking they can do whatever they want and then leave, and then I got to have a problem here when they leave.
Well, you won't have
my
problems,
things,
if you
know?
You won't have any problems if you leave. I mean, if you sell it. So you definitely, your mom will help you sell it. All right, we have to hang
right.
up, otherwise
okay.
we're going to get knocked off
thank
here.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good night,
thank
everybody.
You.
Bye.
Good night. Good night.
All right,
good
Nicole,
night.
Thank you. Boy, we've really had the gamut of things tonight, haven't we?
I know we have.
Wow. Well, anyway, thank you, Nicole. We'll all speak next week.
And take care, Cindy. Wonderful job, as always.
Okay, bye.